Steve Dion here with the FinalScore.tv, joined today by Daniel Hargrove from Fox 1490 KWOK. We're going to be talking Evergreen hoops in the boys and girls 2A and 1A. And I think we got to start out with the WF West girls in the 2A classification. They were second in state last year. WF West always seems to have a great program down there. Tell me about what you're seeing this year. Are they going to maybe get over the hump and maybe win a state title, or are they going to maybe take a step back?
It's going to be interesting to see down there. They definitely have a tough week that they have to go through every year with those teams down there. They are really dealing with some problems, though, with that league. Only four teams in it, and actually a little bit more in the other area that not usually covering quite as much with those in the Olympia area with the Black Hills teams and River Ridge as well. I'm a little bit more on the coast with the combo league that we have to deal with that actually caused that league to only have four teams with Centralia and WF West and Aberdeen jumping ship along with Rochester.
Interesting. And in the 1A, Montesano and Elma, they both seem to be pretty strong teams in that league. Is there any maybe dark horse teams that you're seeing come out of the 1A?
No, in the 1A, it gets pretty simple. That's more my neck of the woods. And with Montesano and Elma both starting off 3-0 in league and 5-0 overall to start off, really the dark horse teams that you might be looking at might be Eatonville in the girls' ranks. But really, Montesano and Elma are the only two teams that you have to look for. I mean, Montesano's returning Jordan Spradlin, who's only a junior still, and yet it seems like she's been dominating this league for a long time. And really, since she was a freshman, she has. I mean, she started out extremely strong as well. I actually covered her in a game last night where she had 17 points and 13 rebounds. And really, it almost seems like she didn't have her best game. It's almost a regularity where she has 20 points and 20 rebounds for the Montesano Bulldogs. But she does lose some of her guard help. She lost Megan Choate from last year, who was a co-league MVP with her. And really, they've struggled to get past that regional round and get into the state tournament when they get into the playoffs. And this year, I could see them taking a step back and Elma really challenging for that lead title. They have three guards that were either second team or honorable mention last year in Peyton Elliott and Maddie Thompson and Jordan Hall. And then they also add six players who are right at 6 feet. So I think they're going to be an excellent challenge for Montesano in the state, or excuse me, in that league this year.
Interesting. And we jump over to the boys' side of the ledger. You know, it's been a while since the Evergreen League has produced a real powerhouse at the 2A level. Is that still the case, or is there a team that, you know, may make a run this year?
It's going to be interesting to see. We've seen some down years the last couple of years, especially from WF West, which is usually, you know, over the history of this league, has been one of the powerhouses that has come out. But the last couple of years, they've been down. So it's been interesting to watch as again, Tumwater tries to come out of that state title, excuse me, that district tournament and get into the regional round. We've seen them have some excellent years those past couple years. So I think if you're going to turn to a team, it's going to be that Tumwater Thunderbirds team that has had the most success the last couple of years.
And much like on the girls' side, Montesano also has a pretty good boys' team in the 1A. Are they kind of the prohibitive favorite that you see coming out of that division?
Not really. They might be one of the dark horses this year, actually, in boys basketball. Unlike in football, Montesano's basketball team tends to be one of those scrappy teams that might claw their way into the playoffs, but hasn't really been one of the favorites for a while. But they do have a coach the last few years that has really come on strong and really improved that program, and Doug Galloway. He's done an excellent job of getting all these players working together and really playing the game of basketball correctly. And they have a couple of guys in Caleb Chastain, who is a 6'4 forward for them, and really does an excellent job, as well as their guard Logan Truex, who's coming on and having a good senior for them. Really, when it comes to the favorites in this league, it's Aberdeen and Hoquiam, and they have been a cut above the rest for the last few years. Aberdeen might take a little bit of a step back this year. They had an excellent season last year where they almost ran the table in league. They only had one loss. They do lose a couple of key players, but they have returning players in Chandler Craig, who's a 6'6 post and really built like an NFL tight end. So he's a tough guy to handle down low. And they also have Peyton Campbell and Rodney Hamm on the outside, who really provide a lot of power, firepower from the outside for them. And then Hoquiam, there's a 1A team playing in this league, and they are loaded with juniors. I mean, this is a junior class that everybody's been pointed to, and they have done an excellent job getting ready. They only have one senior on this team, and he rarely plays, but they have these four juniors on the team that are carrying him right now, and Jack Adams III, who was an all-league guard last year, Jared Steen, who was a second-team all-league guard, and then Jace Varner and Zach Spradlin, who are looking to lead this team into the regional tournament this year. As that's kind of been their sticking point as well. Again, a lot of these evergreen teams have a good year getting to districts, and then if they get into that regional round, that's where they run into trouble.
So in the Evergreen League, what is your favorite gym to watch a game on a Friday night? And I guess that kind of ties into my next question. Is there a game that you have circled on your calendar this year, maybe a rivalry game coming up?
Oh, yeah, the favorite gym. You know, I played in this Evergreen League growing up, and I'd be hard-pressed to find a better gym than the gym that I grew up playing in, which is the Hoquiam Square Garden. But, you know, Aberdeen's gym has an excellent venue to call a game, and the thing I really like about calling a game at Aberdeen's Sam Bend Gym is the fact that I'm right behind the scorer's table. I'm down there on the gym. And so it's an interesting feel. You know, a lot of different places, I'm either up in the back row or they might have a little bit of a press area for me. But the Aberdeen Sam Bend Gym, I'm right down there in the action. And it gets pretty packed in there, especially for the rivalry games between Aberdeen and Hoquiam. And that's definitely one that I have circled. I get to cover both the Aberdeen and Hoquiam boys and girls games. And I actually have already covered their first round. And their second games aren't coming up until January. But it was just an absolute battle in the boys game where it was back and forth the entire game, and that's what I'm looking forward to again. Probably the best basketball I'm going to see in the regular season, and that next matchup is coming up January 15th.
Daniel Hargrove with Fox 1490 KWOK breaking down the Evergreen League. You can hear him on Friday nights on Varsity Hoops Live when we get that going in January. Hey, Daniel, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.